God, robed in splendor, veiled in mystery, ruler alike of darkness and light. We encounter God in Jesus Christ, whose touch brings a blaze of color to a dull, drab world, reviving the weary, healing the wounded, unsettling the satisfied, who was tortured and put to death, but whose radiance could not be quenched. We walk with God, guided by the light of God's loving Spirit, the light which enters the shadowed places of our hearts and leads us into truth and life. We wait for God and for the fulfillment of God's promises, for the time when the darkness will hold no fear and the light will no longer blind, but creation will be made whole once more and God's peace will reign forever. Amen.
found there in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be the sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe, lying in a manger.
Yes, offering has been taken and blessed.
Thank you. Christmas bells. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow was very much a poet of the 19th century, and the language of his poem is a little antiquated, but the message is as relevant today, perhaps even more so, than it was 150 years ago. I heard the bells on Christmas Day their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And thought how, as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Till ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day. A voice, a chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Thank you. Our prayers of intercession this morning reflect on Robert's work at the Hanover Peace Conference a couple of weeks ago. What sweeter music can we bring than a carol for to sing the birth of this, our heavenly King? Our Father in heaven, help us rightly to remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and the worship of the wise men. Close the doors of hate and open the doors of love all over the world. Father God, as we approach Christmas, we so often fail to hear you. We are busy so much that we go about the things we do as though trapped in household routine, hardly giving a thought to what our lives and the season of Advent is all about. Our spirits grow tired, and you, Father God, can seem far away. Help us to hear your voice today and be with us with every carol we sing, the music we hear, the gifts we buy, everyone we wrap, and with those who receive and open them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray for your world and the peace we all long for. Those places we know not, as well as those places constantly in our news. Ukraine, Syria, Palestine, Sudan, the list goes on. We pray especially for the peacemakers and all those who orchestrate solutions towards peace. For those who selflessly devote time, energy and skill to find a meaningful and lasting peace. For those in our country who work to bring peace and harmony. For those in our community who through their actions show peace and your love. For those in our families who mediate peace. For all of these people who in your name they are strong and never weak. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of life and pray for those whose lives are troubled by illness of body or mind. Those anxiously waiting important results or procedures. Those suffering grief, poverty or injustice. We pray that in the darkness of their suffering and pain, your Advent light will shine to bring them the assurance and hope of the coming of your Son, Jesus. We remember at this time those known personally to us and those who have requested our prayers. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God, we hold before you those whose memory we cherish and those whose names we will never know. Help us to lift our eyes above the torment of this broken world and grant us the grace to pray for those who wish to harm. We now commend at this Advent time our memories of the departed to your merciful love in a moment of silence. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of hope, who brought love into this world, be the love that dwells between us. God of hope, who brought peace into the world, be the peace that dwells between us. God of hope, who brought joy into this world, be the joy that dwells between us. God of hope, the rock we stand upon, be the centre, the focus of our lives always, and particularly at this Advent time. Amen.
Thank you, John. Makest us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of thy only Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that we, that as we joyfully receive him for our Redeemer, so we may with sure confidence behold him, when he shall come to be our Judge, who liveth and reigneth with you and the Holy Ghost, one God, world without end. Amen. And may he who by his incarnation gathered into one things earthly and heavenly fill you with the sweetness of inward peace and goodwill, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.
Scared.